This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past. People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I hear the old cartoon Underdog playing in my ear. There's no need to fear. The Robert Scott Bell Show is here. And it's not that, I think I'm a cartoon superhero, although I do often think of myself as a cartoon character. But, the reminder about how overwhelming fear can be to your higher faculties of cognition, right? If you're afraid, you're in a panic, you can't think clearly. The things you've prepared for perhaps might not be flowing through you appropriately at that moment in time as you're trying to run and figure it out. And I think the bad guys are playing the fear card very much to the point of such excess that it's going to lose its meaning, like the Chicken Little scenario, the sky is falling, or the boy who cried wolf, that kind of scenario we're seeing. And what am I referencing? Measles freakouts. Or whatever other vaccine, so-called preventable infection that they're claiming that they need to throw into the mix. And that's where we start here today. For those of you listening on radio, don't you fear all as well, because Jonathan Emord's going to be here. Hour two, second hour of the show tonight, we are going to do Sacred Fire of Liberty. But I look at this first hour, Super Don, of the things we described. Most of it is associated with fear or getting beyond fear so that we can see clearly and not become a victim of all of the propagandizing, of all of the, oh, you are a weak, piddly peon, and we are the power, we are the government, we are big pharma, right? All of that, and they're playing it out, and they're trying to make us feel powerless, and I'm not going to play that game, Super D. If that's all right with you, I always got to check with you first, of course.
Yeah, yes, I concur. this is not a new tactic or strategy, I guess. You know, this is something that's done all along, but you're right. You know, it seems like especially in just over the last, little while, they've really ramped it up, right?
Yeah.
It's just, they're doing everything they can to try and back everybody into a corner that has any alternative opinion to what it is they're trying to push.
Yeah, it is really ramping it up. And there's enough things about stress that can create immune deficiency. So that alone we've talked about. If you're living in a constant state of fear, you're much more vulnerable. Your immune system is susceptible, and it's going to impact all metabolic functions. And it could lead to emotional issues like depression, right? You're so angry about something, and you exhaust yourself to the point of, now I'm sad, because I've just burned up my adrenals with anger. And even if the anger is righteous, right, as it is with the ACIP meeting, we'll talk about, we've got, again, some Del Bigtree clips as he's presenting his perspective in a 3-minute or less scenario to the ACIP, which is the group that gets to decide what we recommend to put on the suggested childhood vaccination schedule. And, they want these mandates in the states because they're going to keep adding more and more vaccines. And so if you can't basically get out of one, you can't get out of any. That's their plan, right? We'll just keep throwing them out there. You are a profit center. Just take it. Just roll up your sleeves. Drop your drawers. We got your syringes, okay? So I don't want you to live in that fear. I don't want to live in that fear. And yet that fear is sourced out of something deeper than just an ACIP meeting where they pay lip service to what Del Bigtree's telling them or anybody else of conscience is telling them about the lack of safety or efficacy studies. Doesn't matter. They don't care. But we go to the, I don't know, how about this kind of this opting out concept? I remember Jerry Doyle, Super Don, right? You always talk about the opt-out generation. I think about this so much because on the vaccine issue, how are they taking all of this time and energy and effort and of course, your money, and then not paying attention to you, playing pretend with you, and then going ahead and doing what they're already preordained to do. Their script has been written. They have to open it up to hear you but not listen to you. And then they go ahead and do what they're going to do anyway. And it's maddening. So the manipulation is going back to the emotions. I'm going to be angry. Now I'm exhausted. I'm going to be depressed. I've got a little energy back. I'm just so frustrated. And you just keep weaving back and forth between all these emotions. And you're like, they're playing you. They're playing us, Super Don. And, I bring it up not to say that emotions are bad in and of themselves. Just I don't want you to be ruled by them, even if you have righteous anger and you know, outrage over what's going on. I don't know if that helps at all, Super D, as I start here, because I'm going to play some clips in a moment so I can breathe easier.
Well, look, that's a good setup, you know, because you're right. I mean, all of this stuff is it's very frustrating. You know, with these hearings, it's like they want to give people this illusion that they you know, they want to listen to the people. We're concerned and we want to know what your opinions are so that we can make a decision that's, you know, right for you because we're representing your best interest, right. Yada, 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 yada,
and
whatever.
They don't give
but it's all window dressing.
It.
Yeah, it's right. All smoke and mirrors.
It's like Republicans and Democrats, they're really different, and behind the scenes, they're slapping each other's bottoms, going, ha, can you believe those suckers think that we're actually going to do something that they want us to do? You know, occasionally they'll throw you a bone just to make you feel a little bit like, you know, hey, Lucy's not going to let go of the football this time, right? She's not going to take it away, right? Y'all, don't fall for it again, especially not on this vaccine issue. So let's go with Del Bigtree's starting point here as he's talking to the ACIP, you know, just letting them know about the safety. Where are the placebos? You guys, you guys voting this in? Do you not know this? I think you know this.
Our 88-page review, we've been in.
Oh, hold on. Let me get start that again.
Many of you received our 88-page review. We've been in a debate with Health and Human Services discussing actual safety of vaccines, which is something I don't hear happening in this room anywhere near enough. You cannot discuss safety without placebos. You're not using placebos compared to control studies of vaccines that themselves have never been tested against placebo. It's a joke. And we find ourselves in an autoimmune disease crisis, and no one here seems to care about that.
So he lays it out and says, look, where are the placebo studies? They're not there. We know it. We've sued the Department of Health and Human Services. FDA acknowledges it. And, you know, you're gonna come out with this new, like, Japanese encephalopathy recommendation. We're going to give you a Japanese encephalopathy, a vaccine, right? But what about the tests on that vaccine? Any consideration there? Del Bigtree lets them have it.
I want to talk about the fact that I've been here a year and a half. I've been watching you. I've watched discussions about things like Japanese encephalitis. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but nobody seems to be complaining about the fact that we have two vaccines that had injury rates, adverse events of over 100 people, 9 serious adverse events, when the disease itself has only infected 12 human beings in 24 years. That means both of these vaccines are 6 times more dangerous than the disease itself, yet no one on this panel seems to want to discuss that.
12 cases in 24 years, and they're going to mandate it for every man, woman, and child in America. Think about that. You are a manufacturer of the Japanese encephalitis. I kind of teased with the Japanese encephalopathy because the encephalopathy that will ensue from the Japanese encephalitis vaccine is very real. 12 people infected, 24 years. We're going to mandate it for every American, all 320 million of you, except for the few we say are vaccine or immunocompromised. And then we have to get everybody to feel guilty about those people, and you have to get that just in case. 12 people in 24 years. Not kidding. Just a joke would be an understatement in terms of what ACIP is considering doing here.
I imagine you're all going to pass whatever it is, the Japanese encephalitis next, the stupidest vaccine known to man. Remember, 12 people infected in America, 4 million people visiting the Asia every single year, 24 years, 12 people have been infected, and yet we're having these conversations. It's clear that this is a money-making operation for the vaccine maker. It has nothing to do with actual safety.
All right, so 12 people in 24 years had something. And you've got the theoretical cure or prevention for it. You go, 12 people out of, can we get you, government of the United States, to mandate put it on the schedule without exception, without exemption, for all 320 million of the, yeah, we could do that. We're ASIP. We could do that. Now, let's switch gears from Japanese encephalitis vaccine to vaccines that they promote during pregnancy, like flu and Tdap. Let's hear more from Dale Bigtree at the ACIP meeting.
Next discussion would be, I could go into pregnancy and vaccines. We have a warning that there's a sevenfold increase from getting the flu shot to pregnant women in the first trimester. We've actually challenged the FDA. I've sued and won lawsuits against the National Institute of Health now and the HHS. And we just settled with FDA because they've admitted they never tested a flu shot or a Tdap vaccine on a single pregnant woman in the trials. Yet you guys are assuming safety and giving it to pregnant women. And then overriding any signal you have from your own studies in the first trimester that it could be causing miscarriage. And then to get around it, we just heard a study where we compared one vaccine to two vaccines as though that somehow gets to the bottom of the answer. Instead of, how about we compare women that are getting vaccines during pregnancy to those that are getting none?
So now some of you are going to say, well, Del Bigtree's just wasting his breath there. And I would say, yeah, related to the ACIP people on that committee that are going to vote inevitably for whatever vaccine that they say you should vote for, right? They're paymasters. But the reality is what we've got here is an ability to show you how much they don't listen, don't care. Science is not even part of the equation. The entire schedule, ACIP eventually puts it out, CDC comes out and says, this is the schedule, and because it's on the schedule, when a child is injured or killed by this vaccine, you can't sue. Go to the government and see if you can get some of the tax money back, if you can convince us that there was really a relationship between the vaccine and whatever injury or death occurred. And now, and by the way, I've heard that the Japanese encephalitis vaccine contains mercury, thimerosal. Which yesterday you heard the Yahoos, one from CDC, and the other guy was, who was it we were playing? Oh, Anthony Fauci saying, no, thimerosal is not a problem. Vaccines, thimerosal is not a problem. We pulled it out for an abundance of caution. Will you put it back in? It's in the flu shot as well. So what about hepatitis B shots at birth? Real quick here.
I could go on and on with how these discussions, but the hepatitis B vaccine discussion, Hepislav, you approved a vaccine at 100%. You asked great questions. You said, you know, has this brand new adjuvant that's going to start messing with our toll-like receptors, has it ever been given with other adjuvants and vaccines? No, it never has. No data on that, but let us be known. We're going to give them together at the same time. Oh, we'll just assume that that will be safe.
So, we're going to come back and talk about this. I've got another clip to play you or two, but I want to give you perspective on what the perspective is of that ACIP group promoting new vaccines to be put on the schedule for the CDC to throw out to the world in America and local states to enforce.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're back to the ACIP meeting. This is the meeting where this committee gets together and decides should they say yay or nay on a new vaccine to throw into the mix on the CDC's recommended schedule. And if it gets there, of course, there's no liability. And Del Bigtree did a great job in about three or so minutes, let loose on him. And, you know, again, some people are going to say he's just wasting his breath, right? I know going in. He knows going in. They're going to vote for whatever they're going to vote for. It's preordained. It's pre-written. But the point is, put it on the record, let them know that they're on notice, and then we can relate it to our audience, to you guys and gals, and he can, and we start getting the message out. And it starts becoming the absurd pro-vaccine religion. It becomes the religion that we've always called it. And then you begin to see that even people who are pro-vaccine say, whoa. You've gone a bridge too far, so to speak. Eventually that happens. Now, it doesn't happen all at once, one by one, until maybe a critical mass hits. But at the same time, I'm not waiting. I've never waited. And I don't encourage you to wait for that certain, oh, well, when we get this number, then I'm going to come out and speak. No, don't wait for that. Then it could be too late. If your spirit's speaking to you, sound effect. Is that how spirit speaks to you? That makes that sound? Yeah. Oh, now I better pay attention. However it speaks to you, that's your message. That's your method, and that's your language. And if it's bubbling up, you know it. Speak out. Listen to the voice of spirit. Now, a couple of more quick audio clips here. One talks about the American people becoming guinea pigs. Once these vaccines are approved, despite the fact that there are no safety studies, no placebo-controlled studies, and there are known adverse effects in the studies leading up to their approval and ACIP going, yeah, let's add this to the mix.
Moving on, we know that there was 14 heart attacks during the trials. You brought it up here. You said in the discussion, it's an alarming signal, but we'll see what happens. That means American our citizens are now test groups, a part of a medical experiment you were putting on them. That is a direct violation of the Nuremberg Code.
And it's not just Tuskegee in America. It's not just Ecuador or Peru or wherever else these other test guinea pig scenarios. The Nuremberg Code, if you will. I mean, you know, you think about the accords that occurred. It said, you know, none of this without informed consent. You know, otherwise, it's Nazi medicine. But then again, much of modern medicine in the 21st century is born out of Nazi experimentation. And the doctors who are visiting this on children, defenseless children, grandma, grandpa, and everybody in between, are behaving as if they are Nazi scientists. They are visiting atrocities upon the people. Who would trust them? You're a doctor. You're the most trusted profession, or were at one point in time still more trusted than Congress. 14 heart attacks in the studies? Yeah, let's go ahead and add it to the mix. We'll figure it out once it hits the marketplace. So, settled science? Where is settled science? What is settled science?
This is the state of settled science. You're the only scientific body that's actually saying your science is settled in the entire world, and this is how you're doing it. I hope you will start being scientists and actually caring. Let's have a placebo study, and let's compare vaccinated to unvaccinated before we destroy our living control group. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right, so that, I'm not waiting for one. A placebo-controlled study. I'm not waiting for a vax versus unvax study. We've seen and reported on things like that. But for those that are on the fence, maybe it would help, maybe it wouldn't. But it's almost irrelevant. It's about each and every one of you making up your own mind based on fully informed, the information you've accessed, the things you've dug deep into, hopefully before your children have been injured. And many of you, of course, your children had to be injured before you woke up and saw this that we've been talking about. Now, I've been on radio 20 years. Talking about this stuff, and this is not me berating you. We all come to it when we come to it, and we not a moment before that. And you probably feel like Marvin Martian right now. That would be appropriate.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
You know, Michelle Cotterman, our good friend, submitted something. She said she was downtown today working the state legislature, but she was sent this about ACIP. The chairman just said, we are trying to make recommendations here, and now the conversation is paralyzed by quote-unquote lack of data questions. We make approval based on assumptions with what we have, and if we need to change it, we can later. We can't forget why we are here, and that is to move forward. This is the danger of progressivism. Progress for the sake of progress. We can't be bogged down by science. We can't be bogged down by unanswered questions. There is no such thing as the precautionary principle. We're ACIP, and we're here to rubber stamp the next round of vaccination approvals for the CDC to get out there and for the states to mandate without exemption. No fooling. It's a sick joke played on every baby yet to be born whose parents don't know this yet. So please tell those parents.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is on his way home from Vietnam after meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. There was no deal reached regarding North Korea ending their nuclear weapons program. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue tells Fox News he's optimistic a deal will be reached.
I give President Trump and his team a lot of credit that they brought Kim Jong-un to the table, and I believe that we will eventually get there. It's a process.
Purely political, that's how House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California views Michael Cohen's testimony before the House Oversight Committee.
They're doing exactly what they said before the election, that their whole goal is to try to impeach the president.
Emergency crews are looking into a suspicious package left at the White House. The package was left on Pennsylvania Avenue between 15th and 17th Street. Your final numbers on Wall Street for Thursday. The Dow lost 69 points to close at 25,916. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's time for a little bit of archaeology or something like that. It's Edward Jenner and the Temple of Vaccinia. Stay tuned. Next episode on the Robert Scott Bell Show. No, actually, this segment on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to do that.
You know, of all what? The stuff that you have sent me, I would say like this year.
Mm-hmm.
What are we? We're end of February now.
Two months now.
This is the most interesting thing you have sent me in a really long time.
I didn't think
it really
was
is. I mean, you caught me off guard last night when I was reading it. The Temple of vaccinia. And I'm like, what in the world is this, right?
Right.
This is actually, on the one hand, it seems kind of funny.
Yes.
On the other hand, it's kind of interesting because it's historical. And I guess I'm a mutant because I have to say, on another hand, so I have three hands, it's also kind of disturbing in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because this goes, and I've heard you talk about Edward Jenner many times. He's called, I guess, the father of immunology, right?
Junk immunology, father of vaccines, vaccinia, cow pus, cowpox, smallpox. But what is it that strikes you about this? And y'all check this out. Super Don's got it linked in the show notes. You go to robertscottbell.com. How many years have I been saying that the vaccine is sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism? And y'all just laugh at me. Oh, yeah, that's Robert going again, calling modern medicine a cult, a religion. I'm like, well, let's go back to the days of Jenner. And we found out that at this link, atlasobscura.com, I don't know how it popped up, out of Berkeley, England. Didn't it strike you as, well, Robert's been saying that for a long time?
Well, it plays right into it, of course, because apparently this Edward Jenner guy, where is this at? This is in
England. It's in England.
In England. So this is actually in England.
Yeah.
And apparently he had this, I guess you'd call it, it's a hut, basically. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's, I don't know what it's made out of.
Jenner the hut.
Yeah, Jenner.
It's got stones. You know,
there are so many jokes that can be made with this, really. I mean, if you want to have some fun with it. But anyway, he lived, I guess, at that one time in this hut.
The summer house.
The people, well, if that's a summer house, man,
it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
That's really strange. Now, when was this? How long ago was this?
That was in the 1700s, late 1700s.
So it was a while ago. It was a while ago. So anyway, Edward Jenner's in this hut.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, the locals around there, they called it the Jenner Hut.
Mm-hmm.
He, on the other hand, gave it a name and decided to call it the Temple of Vaccinia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wow. I mean,
right from the get-go,
locals want to call it Jenner Hut, like Pizza Hut or something.
Right, Jenner Hut, but the Temple of Vaccinia. And Temple that plays Vaccinia. Right into what we know. This wasn't about science. How was it scientific to say, all right, let's observe milkmaids milking cows, cow udders, okay? And he noticed that they didn't suffer from cowpox. Maybe they didn't suffer from smallpox either. Got to make sure my computer is plugged in here. Can you talk about this for a moment? I got to duck down and plug it, make sure that we don't run out of battery space on the video.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Well, I'll let you pick up where you left off, but, when you look at this thing, and the fact that Jenner himself called it a temple, says a lot about what he thought about vaccines, right? Or what he thought about himself, I guess, right? You know, I mean,
well,
he built this in his garden. It was the temple that he basically built to himself.
Well, I want to go back to that concept of science, because science is observation. So part of this is good. He makes an observation, and then he goes to a strange place with it. He starts taking this pus and blood and debris and cutting the arms of people open and then shoving this stuff inside their body in a violent fashion that resulted in sepsis. Infection that was deadly, or the loss of limbs. So at that point you go, this guy went far, far off the deep end, because there was no longer, an observation that kind of made sense, because where was it that these milkmaids were cutting their skin, piercing their skin and getting all the blood and pus into their body? That was a violation of, guess what? Your temple, your body. Your ability to move about the earth cabin safely, and he violated it with taking debris and pus and who knows, untold, unknown debris, and shoving it into the bodies of willing and unwilling victims. And not too long after that, you had the dawn of what? The anti-vaccine movement. There were massive protests in England at that time. Why? Because of the devastating impact of this so-called vaccinia, vaccine, vaca, cow pus. And it wasn't a homeopathic principle, although around the same time, you had Dr. Samuel Hahnemann recognizing that there was a brutality to modern medicine of that era, that people were just as likely or more likely to die of the treatment for their disease, and he said there's got to be a better way, and he developed homeopathic medicine. Also, eventually, we would come to the nozodes, a sensitization of the immune system without violating it, without destroying it, without intoxicating and poisoning the body, which leads me back to the germ theory. Can you talk germ theory, Super Don?
Can I talk germ theory?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I can talk germ theory a little bit here. Well, are you everything okay?
Well, I'm just wondering if
we
lost it.
Oh, I see what's going on now.
We lost it. The battery went dead before I caught it. My bad. So everybody on radio, you're good. People are watching on video. I've got to restart it.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's why you can talk and I can restart, or otherwise I'm hosed.
So basically, we've got an article here, when I saw this headline, I was just like, this is speaking Robert language here, for sure. And what they're talking about is there's a theory out there that the germ theory, which is something, you know, obviously on this show, if you've been listening for any period of time, you know, you've got the germ theory, and then you've got something called the law of the terrain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in this case, the people, I guess, here that are big fans of the germ theory are posing a question. Is it possible that perhaps the cause of things like Alzheimer's disease and atherosclerosis and diabetes might have something to do with, rather than the law of the terrain, might have something to do with pathogens, right?
Well, and that is the... That's been the fallback since Pasteur ripped off Antoine Béchamp and Claude Bernard and then just altered it and said it's germs, germs are the cause, they're the bad thing, and then, of course, we have to attack and kill everything. And here we are in the 21st century, and they've not only not abandoned it, they're now coming back to it. Instead of the terrain, the understanding that heavy metals like mercury and aluminum damage the brain and the nervous system by damaging also the gut, the microbiome. Which, by the way, interestingly enough, if the germ theory were true, we should all be dead. Because we've got more bacteria in our alimentary canal. That's right, from the mouth down through to the planet Uranus and out. We got more bacteria there than we have cells in our body. Why aren't we all dead? There's candida in there. There's E. coli in there. There's strep in there. There's staph. There's all kinds of stuff. So the germ theory makes no sense on its face. Because if germs were the cause of disease, there's no explanation for how we're alive. Yet, the reality is, the way the Creator set this place up, is we are humbled before the germs. Without the bacteria, we don't exist. Because bioavailability of nutrients for plants and soil is not viable and possible without these lower life forms. If we call them lower life forms, not to insult them, I don't think they have much ego going on down there, but the point is, without those things, we don't exist in this physical body. Animals don't exist. The plant life, in order for it to absorb the nutrients, the minerals for you to then consume, or the animals to consume, and you to consume the animals, is only made possible because of those bacteriological organisms. Now, in the case of viruses, it's a little bit of a tricky story, a little bit of a different story here, as they're claiming, well, maybe it's the viruses, right? If it's not the bacteria, it's not the fungus, although those are problems in a terrain that's been altered to such a degree that they are growing to try and restore balance to the force, to the universe, to the terrain. You have viruses, which are not technically living microorganisms. They're not alive like a bacteria or a fungus. Yet they're found at the scene of a fire all the time. They're found a lot of times when you see the weakening of the immune system. They say, oh, it's a viral infection. Well, did you catch it? As I've argued, you don't have to catch the flu. You can create it from within by destroying your microbiome from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas and all the garbage you eat at that time. Antibiotics, creating opportunistic infections. We could see more viral debris spewing from within your own cells. Where did that come from? We know so little of what viruses are. One day we'll look back from the future to the present and say, man, were we dummies. Like Jenner, dummies. That we thought viruses were the cause of disease rather than the result of disease.
Well, and in this case, Robert, where they're talking about things like Alzheimer's and atherosclerosis and diabetes, if the germ theory applies in here, aren't they sort of implying, and maybe just because I'm not a science person that I don't totally get it, but aren't they kind of implying then that, like, somebody could sneeze on you and give you diabetes?
Well, I guess there's some pathway of direction you could argue that, but then diabetes
I just caught atherosclerosis.
Right.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Why inflammation? You know, again, I mentioned the metals, but what about the deficiencies in the minerals? Right? Without selenium, you can't protect the brain and nervous system. Without silicon, you don't have a brain and nervous system. Right? The things we talk about. Without chromium to deliver energy safely, you don't have a healthy brain and nervous system. All of these things can result. And I don't mean to overlook magnesium. On and on and on. But what makes those minerals even possible for you? You can't eat the rock, but guess what? The water and the microbes can break it down and make it bioavailable in the soil for the plants or, you know, to grow on or the animals to eat. Follow me here. And then they say dementia now, we think it's caused by viruses. Viruses, latency, McFarlane Burnett. Yes, they exist. They're real. But what are they really? Are they communication devices? They spew genetic material. You know, they steal from your cells. RNA, DNA, replicate. Why? Because they want to cause you a problem, or is there something else that's gone wrong beforehand? And in most cases, when I see viral manifestations, you'll always see selenium deficiencies. Selenium is key. Yes, silver can stop viral replication. But I don't do that in a vacuum. I always say, hey, get that selenium in you. Start eating cleaner. Dementia? How about some essential fats getting in you, too? Saturated as well. The law of the terrain explains that the germ theory is for dummies like Edward Jenner and criminals like Louis Pasteur.
The Robert Scottbell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scottbell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Scott Belcher.
All right, we got it going on, y'all. Sacred Fire of Liberty is coming up next hour with Jonathan E. Moore. It's a little reversed, but hey, it's just as good as if it were the first hour, so it'll be awesome, no problem. RobertScottBell.com. Links are up in the show notes, as they always are. You can also go to, the upcoming events tab, or it's in the notes as well. And Super D, what do we got coming up? I mean, I know the NOCO Hemp Expo is coming up at the kind of the later next month. We're almost at March, those of you listening live. So that's going to be fun in Denver.
In a matter of hours, right, we will be in March, most definitely. So, what do we got coming up in March? Well, we've got a couple of online seminars, online summits. We've got the Thyroid Reset Summit and the Perimenopause Summit. If either one of those things are interesting to you and you want to learn more on that, you can click on that, register for free. We got the NOCO Hemp Expo, as you said, in Denver, Colorado, in March 29th and 30th. And then when we get into April, you're going to be up in Canada.
If they let me in, yes.
In Toronto for Total Health 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the Chronic Lyme Disease Summit, which is coming up April 15th. Then into May, we've got Autism One, and then last on the list here, but one of the things you do not want to miss, if at all possible, is the Advanced Medicine Conference in Pasadena on May 25th.
Yeah.
And I think we're still, let me look at this here. And
tonight
register
is
early.
Yeah, you still got early registration discounts, so I want to see y'all in L.A.
Yeah.
And I think also tonight is, you know, live while we're on the show or the latter part of the show. There's the webinar that Dr. Bitar is hosting.
Autism Defined.
Right. So there's a lot of stuff coming up. Now, as we wrap up hour one here, before we head to the Sacred Fire of Liberty, have a hypocrisy burger, Ocasio-Cortez, why don't you? She's upset because I think somebody took a picture of her having dinner with somebody. Was she eating a burger, too, or was it just
him?
It's
her chief of staff, man. I believe was her chief of staff.
Yeah.
Let's back up for just a second.
Yeah.
Not very long ago, it was about a week ago, when she came out with, I don't know if this was part of the Green New Deal or not. I think it may have been attached to it, but she was going off talking to people about eating meat. Mm-hmm. And having a big problem with cow farts. Now, look, I'm not a fan of cow farts. I don't know many people who are. If you are, you're kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, basically just talking about climate change and, you know, cow methane and flatulence. And this is something that gets brought up every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know, she was just talking about people need to eat less meat. You know, meat is bad. And, you know, you need the factory farming, conventional cow raising, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, look, I will give her props for being obviously very committed, it seems anyway, to her ideals and her opinions. Okay, great. So what happened was this dude is out at this burger place. I guess it must be in New York. And happens to see her and her chief of staff eating dinner. And lo and behold, here's AOC's chief of staff eating nothing, you know, no less than a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is after talking about cows. Cows are bad. Cow farts are going to kill everybody in 10 years if we don't do something about it. And she's sitting right there next to her chief of staff who's eating cow.
Yeah.
So, they posted this online. And apparently, Ocasio-Cortez doesn't understand that when you put yourself out there in the limelight as a provocative person who's trying to
ruffle feathers. Right?
Yeah.
Where am I?
Guess what? People are going to take pictures of you. You're a politician. Welcome to the club of everybody putting you under a microscope. Don't open your mouth and say stupid things or be a hypocrite and then not expect people to call you on it when you step on a landmine.
It's not like this is her chief of staff. Let me just say this. If she's committed to like a green future, you know, you think she would hire vegetarians and vegans. But if the Green New Deal that she proposes were to ever become to fruition, everybody in her district would be dead, or just about.
Well,
tell me how
true.
Many people in New York City or wherever, whatever borough, would survive the apocalypse of no electricity, basically.
Yeah, and I hate to break it to you, but if you try and drive a train across the ocean, it's probably going to sink and you're going to drown as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, don't go out there and talk about how people need to stop eating cows and then sit there and have lunch with your chief of staff who's eating a hamburger. I mean, come on. What do you expect people to do? They're gonna point their finger and they're gonna laugh at you. You screwed up. At least to own it, right?
All right. Second hour coming up, Jonathan Emord. We're gonna go. I like talking to Jonathan Emord about what the federal government can and can't do. What about the FDA head Scott Gottlieb talking about attacking supplements, or how about this? Chiding the states for having lax vaccine laws. We're going to talk more about that as well in the second hour of the show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. This is a place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.